from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Let's talk some Braves with our man Grant McCauley, because I think we got really lucky over the weekend. And Grant, I want to start there before we get into, you know, what this week may bring for us and all the things we want to talk about with our Braves. Money Harris. I mean, you know, that left hand, when it happened, Grant, I was like, oh my, are you serious? Like in my head, and I know I wasn't the only one, you had to be thinking the same thing. But luckily, tell us what the Braves are saying about this and Money Harris. Is he going to be back in the lineup?
Yeah, well, hopefully he'll be back sooner than later. I have not seen a lineup for tonight just yet, but considering the outcomes that we have seen recently, I think everybody was holding their collective breath, waiting on the news for that after the game. But the test they ran, the imaging test, showed that there was no fracture. So hopefully, again, he's able to get back sooner than later. But given this was the week where we'd already seen Austin Riley placed on the injured list, he's going to miss a number of weeks. What's happened with Ozzie Albies earlier this year, and just really the laundry list of injuries, Michael Harris included, you just kind of had that sinking feeling when it happened, because it's been that kind of year.
Yeah, I'm just surprised that the freeze isn't hurt yet. That's really what I'm curious. I mean, he's the only guy.
He did lose twice over the weekend. Yeah, okay, Maybe he needs to fake an injury.
Maybe he is hurt. He's just not telling anybody about it. Grant, the starting pitching continues just to kind of keep everything together, and it's the glue. We get another great start from Chris Sale over the weekend. Max Fried tonight, the walk bug has bit him as of lately. 12 walks over the last 20 and a third. Are you concerned about Max going forward?
No, not really. I felt like the walks were more of a problem that first start when he came back. And then this last one against the Phillies, it was 7 innings of 2-run ball. The only walk that he issued, the ball 4, was strike 3. It was just a complete missed call, which is not shocking considering some of the umpiring jobs that we've seen this year. But nonetheless, as I looked at that start, watching that start, Max Fried's control was right where it needed to be. And that's just pretty much been in lockstep with what this starting rotation has become. And this pitching staff, by and large, is for the Braves. Best ERA in the National League, most strikeouts in baseball, and that's it. And then you look at the bullpen, they have the best ERA in the National League in and of themselves. So from a staff perspective, a starting rotation perspective, a bullpen, any which way you slice it, the pitching is absolutely the strength of this club. But as we saw in this recent homestand, the margin for error for these guys, even if they're going out there and keeping the opponents to 3 runs or less, that is not a guarantee of a victory, and that is a weird, weird place to have ended up. Not even 1 year after the Braves had that offense they did a year ago. But we continue to get reminders all season long that this year is not last year as far as the offense is concerned.
No doubt. Grant McCauley joining us as we go around the yard. Grant, Braves put out the lineup. No Harris. He's out tonight. Jorge Soler is back. Right field. And Ozuna is back as well. Ozuna DHing tonight. So Soler in right field. Ozuna DHing. And I'm just looking at this lineup. I mean, Laureano, Kelnick, you know, or Urshela. It's so weird that I'm looking at a lineup that if you showed me this at the beginning of the season, I would have said, I don't know who, that doesn't look like a lineup that we're going to have. But this has become the lineup that we're counting on. We start a series in Minnesota. Let's talk about tonight. What do you think about the offense coming off the weekend? You did win the series against the Nats, but how do you feel about this lineup or period as Snit has been switching things up?
No, I mean, none of this has been particularly glowing for the offense. I mean, the Braves won two series at home. They've won, what, 9 out of 13 now after losing Sunday's game. So clearly they've been playing some okay baseball for a while after kind of stubbing their toe out in Colorado to start that last road trip. But it has not been an offensive showcase, because outside of the runs they were putting up in Denver, which is usually an outlier as far as offenses are concerned, this has not been a consistent club. I mean, since the All-Star break, only the Yankees have hit more home runs than the Braves. But the Braves, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, were somewhere around 19th or 20th in Major League Baseball in runs scored. And that has been a problem virtually all year. I mean, they went a while where they weren't hitting home runs at all. Now, really, since the start of June, or the middle portion of June, so over 2 months, they have been one of the top home run hitting clubs in baseball again, but they have been a bottom third of the league offense as far as runs scored are concerned. And a lot of that has to do, I think, with the quality of the at-bats and the struggles that different guys have had, in addition to all the moving parts in the lineup. But, you know, Brian Snitker is doing with it what he can. I do think that the Braves are incredibly fortunate to have gotten a Whit Merrifield, a Ramon Laureano coming on and playing well, and a Gio Urshela to help kind of fill the gaps here. But these are not replacements for the players who are out. These are the best that you can do under the circumstances, and it's worked out pretty well. But it's still, it's going to require that you get more from certain other guys. Michael Harris is one of them when he gets back in the lineup. Clearly, Soler was brought over to be someone to help push this lineup a little bit further. And then in the middle of the order, I think you've still got to look at Matt Olson and think if he could get it going, that would solve a lot of things for this club. But losing Austin Riley for what looks like, you know, quite possibly the rest of the regular season at the very least, that was a step back that this club really couldn't afford. So, yeah, when Marcell Ozuna fouled that ball off his knee yesterday, I kind of got to thinking the same thing I was thinking when Michael Harris got hit, because we've asked all year long, where would the Braves be without Marcell Ozuna? Then we would have to change the question to, what will the Braves do without Marcell Ozuna? And that was not a question anybody wanted to answer.
Grant, you know, if you had to make a choice, the playoffs started tomorrow. Is it fair to say Travis d'Arnaud should be the starting catcher over Sean Murphy the way
yes.
he is? Okay. Never mind. Okay, got it.
Absolutely. I think with this club, I mean, there's a trust with the starting staff and with both of these catchers. So from that perspective, I think you're good. Now, is this going to be the Travis d'Arnaud that had to catch every inning of their postseason run in 2021? Of course not. But when you're looking for all the offense that you can find, I just don't see any way around having Travis d'Arnaud in the lineup. He is the one who swung the bat better, not just at times, but on the whole this season. It doesn't mean they need to, you know, give up on Sean Murphy or that the trade didn't work or whatnot. This has kind of been a weird season for him. Losing 2 months didn't help at all either. But I think there's a pretty clear leader in terms of where you would go for a club that's fighting to score every run it can. I think Travis d'Arnaud is the answer to that question.
Grant McCauley talking with us about our Braves, guys. So the Philly series, this is the last time we'll see them, right? This once we finish up. It's four games left with the Phillies, even though we own the season series. But how important do you think that particular series is, you know, in regards to – I keep talking about winning this division, but, Grant, you know how it is. I go back and forth. I just want to make the playoffs. But how big is that series at the end of this week?
Yeah, I think it goes a long way towards charting the course to, if you did have any thoughts whatsoever of winning the East, if you lose that series against the Phillies, that sets you back mightily, because obviously every one of those games, a win for you, a loss for them, means a full game in the standings and vice versa. So as we come into the week, the Phillies have managed to work it back to having a 6-game lead over the Braves, because they took 2 out of 3 against the Kansas City Royals team that's very good over the weekend as well. But, you know, it's a 6-game lead. If you're able to win that series, that shaves off, what, 2 games? So you're still talking about a 4-game deficit if everything goes according to plan and you take 3 out of 4, because I think asking for a series sweep in a place like that is asking for a lot, and it's a lot of wishful thinking just based on recent history, if nothing else. But the Braves in 2022 came into September trailing the Mets by 3 games in one of the hotly contested, you know, pennant or division races that we have seen at any time. So can they do it? Have they done it? Sure, but it's got to be a manageable deficit there. And I've kind of been saying this for a while, and I do believe it for the Braves. It's get into the postseason by whatever means necessary. If they can win the division, I'm sure they'd be thrilled. But if they can get in and have the opportunity to go on a run, they'll take it any which way they can get it.
Grant, you're looking at some close races from the standpoint of record and everything else. And, you know, let's just assume for argument's sake the Braves are, you know, the first or the last wild card in. Is there a matchup you think you'd rather see in the first round, given what we've seen the last 2 years since this third wild card was added and the upsets that have happened? Is there a matchup that works better for the Braves, in your opinion?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
And others?
Yeah, I guess it'll kind of depend on, you know, who it ends up being. But if I'm not mistaken, would it not be the Brewers that they'd be matched up with now? Mm-hmm. I do think that that is a scenario in which they could win. We saw them go to Milwaukee and take 2 out of 3. We also saw the Brewers come in and put a historic beatdown on the Braves in a recent series as well. So I don't know that there's any matchup that you look at that you think is far and away the best of the bunch. But I do feel like that, and keep in mind, in 2021, that's who they had to go through first as well. Maybe there's some echoes of that in the midst of writing the script for whatever this October could look like for the Braves. But regardless of who it is, I do feel like Atlanta's pitching, the starting pitching that they're talking about now with Chris Sale and Max Fried and Spencer Schwellenbach, Ronaldo Lopez and Charlie Morton, however they decide to deploy those last couple of spots, because I don't think there's much of a question about Sale and Fried getting a run. I think Ronaldo Lopez is probably the, you know, third guy in that mix. And then it's a really fascinating decision between the rookie Schwellenbach, who's thrown really, really well, or the guy with the best postseason resume of all of them, which is Charlie Morton. So that's a good problem to have. They got to figure that whole thing out. But bottom line, they'll go as far as their pitching will take them, and I'm not sure that there's a matchup out there that I look at and think is the most favorable of the bunch in the wild card scenario.
Okay. Well, hopefully we can get it done tonight. And again, Ozuna back, as you mentioned, being hit yesterday, or, you know, that foul ball. So we'll hopefully get some offense. Harris, day-to-day, but hopefully he'll be back maybe as soon as tomorrow, right? That's what we're hoping?
Yeah, I mean, this could stick around, though, because keep in mind, Travis d'Arnaud got hit in the hand the day before Austin Riley and was not back in the lineup for, what, 5 or 6 days. So they're going to take their time with it. Snit joked the other day that, you know, it seems like some guys out there could get their hip replaced and be back faster than some of our guys who have gone through other injuries. But that's just kind of where they're at. They're using that abundance of caution. They don't want to work these guys over to the point where they make an injury worse or rush something and they hurt something else as a result of it. So we'll see. But if he's able to, A, avoid the fracture, and B, avoid the injured list, then I think the Braves will be happy to have him back as soon as they can get him.
All right, Grant. Great stuff, man. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll see what happens against these Twins. Hopefully, Free gives us a good start. That's what we'll hope for. Talk to you tomorrow, brother.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.